question of my father's last years, thereby hangs another tale, you might say. It's important to deal with the image that the media created, which was a great effort to portray Paul Robeson as a bitter old man who regretted the stands he had taken and really sort of was a tragic, beaten-down figure. I think the film at the end, which was, he was then well into his 60s, it was a year before he retired, his singing of Old Man River with his fist up was his way of saying that he was in very much in solidarity with the new civil rights movement. He was one of the fathers of the so-called old civil rights movement of the 40s. But more than that, just 3 years before he died, he sent a taped message to a birthday celebration, a 75th birthday celebration in Carnegie Hall, and in that taped message, although he didn't sing, he spoke very much as you saw him in the film, mentioning the struggles of black Americans, of oppressed peoples around the world, the struggle of the Vietnamese against a foreign imperialism, and he ended with a recitation of "I must keep fighting until I'm dying in Old Man River. He'll just keep rolling along." He retired because he was ill and no longer able to function as a public person. He had arteriosclerosis. Sometimes it causes temporary blackouts, temporary loss of concentration. He wasn't going to be sort of the sick old man who came home and one last hurrah for the television. He wanted people to remember him like that, when he was in full cry, and leave people with that image rather than of a man who was sick and old. He was an activist, so he did really reject the idea of being an elder statesman, in the sense that if he couldn't march from Selma to Montgomery, why should the newer generation of the civil rights movement sort of come and sit at his feet to worship an elder statesman of the civil rights movement of old? He wasn't that kind of person. He said to them right on, and he was, I think, very gratified to have lived to see another generation in their thousands, tens of thousands, doing many of the things that he had fought for and done years before. I think the opposite of bitter, in 1949 at Peekskill, he never expected to live out the year. I think he was gratified and really extraordinarily surprised to still be around some 25 years later. I think that would sum it up. He was a man who, as I say, wanted to leave people with an image of a complete person and not someone who was not able to function in a full way in public. Yeah. Quite true. The thing is that my mother was a person of great stature in her own right. As a matter of fact, there are two collections that the Paul Robeson Archives organized, and there are going to be two permanent collections at Howard University in Washington, one the Paul Robeson Collection and the other the Islander Robeson Collection. She was a brilliant student. She won a scholarship to Illinois at the age of 15, did her senior year of pre-med at Columbia, and became the first, while still in college, black pathology laboratory technician at the Presbyterian Hospital, and at her graduation was the head of the laboratory. She became an anthropologist, a writer, co-authored a book with Pearl Buck, a couple of novels, was a lecturer, traveled throughout the world to China, Africa, was corresponded with heads of state from all over the world, and in a real sense, was, we talk a great deal about Renaissance men, she was, in the true sense, a Renaissance woman, way, way before it was fashionable to talk about women's liberation. She affected Dad's career in very important ways, in that she was the first manager of Dad's concert tours. She was an advisor in his early theater career and played an important role in encouraging him to leave law and enter the theater and the concert world. It is ironic that with all those achievements for a black woman dating back to the 1920s, had she not been Mrs. Paul Robeson, she would have been one of the most famous names in our modern American history. But such are the ironies of history, and she played that role with dedication and without regret. Yes. Indeed, the whole the family that is refused passports together stays together. We all were refused passports and many other things, including things worse than that. But.
Perhaps on that note, we can close.
Thank you.
We'll close.